This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Why is Herschel Walker talking about vampires and werewolves? Is he referencing the former Speaker of the House? Is that what that is?
That is not what, no.
Because I often talk about vampires on this program, but one in particular who's no longer the Democrat leader, of course, Nancy Pelosi. But we have some audio here. Herschel Walker, in a speech he gave in Georgia. Take a listen.
Hang on. I accidentally deleted it.
Oh, come on. What's wrong with you today?
I closed out. We had so much audio loaded up, and we kind of went through a lot of it, so I closed out of a few things.
No, you know what? I'll tell you exactly what.
I closed out of that.
Let me tell you what this is. Tomorrow, we have an abbreviated show, only 90 minutes. So this is like Matt DeSantis' Friday, basically, because we're all going to be checked out tomorrow. Let's be honest. I mean, the show's from 3 to 4:30. And 90 minutes. You don't even have to do your 75 pages of prep tonight. You can cut it down to like 57 pages of prep tonight for a 90-minute show.
Well, if I'm reading through the news, I might as well add it to the show sheet.
You might as well,
right?
Add it to. Why not? Just one more thing I can't read or look at. Throw it in there.
By the way,
yeah.
Speaking of show sheets, yours is all over that studio. Even by your standards, pretty messy today.
Well, let's see. Like, for example, I have this story. The rise and fall of the drugstore chains. What the hell am I supposed to do with this? From Henry Garber, a staff writer at Slate. This is 1, 2, 3 pages of the rise and fall of drugstore chains. What am I supposed to do with this?
Read it.
I thought it was interesting.
For what? Who cares? What do I care about this for?
Maybe your audience cares about the drugstore.
Why are you taking his side, Henry?
Thank you, Henry.
Why are you taking his side? I'm the host of the show. Why are you taking his side? This is your chance for a coup d'etat.
Hey, I have free will here. I'll do what I please.
Oh, here we go. This guy. Henry, listen to him. The two of you in there.
No, it was part of my...
Statler and Waldorf.
I don't know what that is.
The Muppets, the two old guys in the balcony.
Okay. Yeah,
come on, everybody knows Statler and Waldorf. Come on.
Didn't know their names.
So I'm sure the audience would be riveted by the rise and fall of Walgreens. Boy, I should really spend a lot of time in the show doing this.
It was part of my retail theft section of the show sheet.
Where? I don't see anything about, okay, so you're saying shoplifting is the issue.
Yeah, it's part of my retail theft section. Target had, I think they reported $400 million worth of retail theft. I thought it was interesting. And I thought that it might interest you that drugstores were disappearing as a consequence. Sorry, Rich. Oh, by the way, I have your Herschel Walker audio if you want to hear him talking about vampires.
No, don't get off this subject here. Nice try. All right, so after I read the one page that has the history of chain drugstores, then I go on to, I see now, shoplifting is definitely cutting into store margins. All right, you know, it would have been helpful if, like, you told me this.
It's all in the same section of the show sheet.
If
there's a giant headline.
Read it.
Did you read it?
No. That's not my job.
Henry, come on. Yeah, there's a giant section, big bold letters, underline, progressives don't take retail theft seriously. I thought, you know what? This might be an interesting segment for it.
Well, okay, fair enough. You have a paragraph here. Target blames organized retail crime for $400 million loss in profits this year. Easy to understand, easy to read. I don't have to get into the history of chain drugstores to understand that. This thought piece could be like basically a paragraph.
All right.
But you love your thought pieces. You love them.
I thought it was interesting for several reasons. One, it's from Slate, which is obviously a pretty progressive publication.
Fair.
Two, within the article, they say conservatives that are tough on crime are getting it wrong, while simultaneously explaining that it's like the rise in thefts that may actually have caused the sudden downfall of drugstores in cities. So It was an interesting piece. Now we've explained it to the audience, we can move on. We can listen to Herschel Walker talk about vampires.
You know what? It's actually a pretty good piece. I should have read it, because now the way you're explaining it sounds like something that would be right up our alley.
We could have used it in the 6 o'clock hour, but we've destroyed it now. The whole segment down the toilet.
We're just getting started destroying segments.
Actually, we do have audio that relates to that, so maybe we should do that in the 6 o'clock hour.
We have a flashback of AOC.
No, we don't.
Oh, we don't?
No, audio that is.
Oh, audio.
It's from a, that flashback is just a written communication.
Oh, when she said a lot of these allegations of organized retail theft are not actually panning out. I believe it's a Walgreens in California that cited it, but the data didn't back it up. Well, actually, that's not true. The data does back it up. And she seems to be referring to data from the San Francisco Examiner that found the monthly number of shoplifting reports made to the San Francisco Police Department have remained below pre-pandemic averages. But Reed Hayes, who's a criminologist at the University of Florida, points out the number of police reports regarding retail theft is not necessarily an accurate representation of how many robberies occur. There are several reasons for this. Businesses often don't want to get law enforcement involved. Further complicating matters is that businesses may treat the situation differently when there is no guarantee of prosecution. And we know that because if you steal under, in many of these places, like 10 grand, they don't do anything about it. Also, this metric can be highly dependent on unrelated factors such as the method used to report shoplifting incidents. And the number of reports doesn't have to increase for the thefts to become increasingly well-organized and brazen, the stolen items growing in value. A better indication of just how bad organized theft has gotten in San Francisco, for example, is leftist district attorney Chesa Boudin and the abrupt about-face to the problem before the recall. Target blames organized retail crime for $400 million loss in profits this year, a whopping $400 million in profits this year, thanks to the organized gangs of shoplifters who have been systematically stealing merchandise from its discount stores. At Target, year-to-date, incremental shortages already reduced our gross margin by more than $400 million versus last year. And he said, we expect it will reduce our gross margin by more than $600 million for the full year. This shrinkage, which is different than when you go in the pool that the CFO referred to, was attributed specifically to organized retail crime. A handful of things that can drive shrinkage in our business. I was in the pool, and theft is certainly a key driver. We know we're not alone across retail and seeing a trend that I think has gotten increasingly worse over the last 12 to 18 months. So we're taking actions in our stores to help curb the trend where we can. That becomes an increasing headwind on our business, and we know the business of others. In September, the CEO of Rite Aid said the pharmacy chain was burdened with a $5 million year-over-year increase in shrink. That is a term the retail industry uses, which means losses related to theft, fraud, or administrative errors. $5 million. Rite Aid CEO Hayward Donegan told analysts that the problem was particularly acute in New York City. I think the headline here is the environment that we operate in, particularly in New York City, is not conducive to reducing shrink just based upon everything you read and see on social media. And as the Post has reported, New York City area Rite Aid stores have been bombarded with theft this year, with shoplifters calmly taking items from shelves in plain view of cameras. Rite Aid at the corner of 8th Avenue and 50th Street in Hell's Kitchen lost more than $200,000 in stolen merchandise over just a two-month span. That store closed in February. And to the thought piece, which really, I think it's more of the headline, and this is what I really wanted to poke fun at. They say the rise and fall of the drugstore chains, which might make you think to yourself if you read that headline, well, maybe they're talking about mom and pop drugstores, right? Maybe they're thinking that people are going and getting their drugs from Walmart or Target or something like that, or mail order. That's what you might think if you see the headline. No, actually, what the far right-wing platform Slate is demonstrating here is that, yes, these drugstores now are leaving neighborhoods because of crime. And that's what's happening right now. In fact, I actually quote the Philadelphia Inquirer. The colossal Walgreens that opened in Center City, Philadelphia in 2018, offering Starbucks coffee and cut fruit over 26,000 brightly lit square feet. It was pitched as the flagship for the pharmacy chain's pivot into American urban centers. That store closed in February. The plastic cases for merchandise have become a symbol of a society in decline, they write, even if the precise shape of the problem isn't exactly transparent. And they talk about what I pointed out in the other article with this issue of this shrinkage. But what's driving shoplifting? Thank you very much. Take, like a frightened turtle, take your pick. Social dislocation, they write, unemployment and desperation from the pandemic, blocked up court systems letting the sticky fingered go free, lenient district attorneys, new standards for felony charges, big city police work stoppages, the expectation that shoppers cover their nose and mouth like bank robbers. Shoplifting has been used to justify a resurgent law and order politics that has energized GOP campaigns over the past couple of years. I think there's another issue, too. I was in a store recently, and somebody walked out of the store with a shopping cart full of groceries. And I turned to the woman who was checking me out, and I said, do you think that person paid? She said, I have no idea. We can't stop them and ask them. In the old days, if you walked out with a shopping cart and items were not in a bag, people would assume you were stealing them, right? Nowadays, like in New Jersey, for example, they can't give you a bag. And for a lot of people, they forget their bags. So it's become completely commonplace to just load up your cart and bring the cart out to the car and load up there. It's become an accepted fact. And as a result of that now, the stores don't want to be going up to people and confronting them and saying, hey, did you pay for this? So they're letting it go. And I think that is also contributing to this as well. They talk about how Duane Reade, Rite Aid, CVS, and Walgreens embarked on a huge urban expansion campaign starting around the turn of the century. They weren't just drugstores anymore. As Target and Walmart developed pharmacies, pharmacies sought to round out their offerings to have toys, groceries, and beer. By the year 2017, there was the peak chain pharmacy. CVS had a 4% share of the country's grocery market. Walgreens, which bought Duane Reade in 2010 and 2000 Rite Aid stores in 2017, had about 3% of the market. And they weren't just in the suburbs. The expansion strategy had them in the cities. New York City, Philadelphia, and now these stores are closing. And they're closing, and they're not only just leaving people to have to fend for themselves in terms of getting their drugs. For a lot of these places, they became the only place in food deserts where you could actually get food. And now these stores are closing down because of crime. In New York City, outlets of Duane Reade, CVS, and Rite Aid reduced their footprint by 20% in the last 5 years. A New York think tank says that over the past 3 years, the decline has been steepest in Manhattan, but also in Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx. And they said that theft may be contributing. And the far bigger issue is that they've been hit hard by online shopping. Add to that, the declining urban foot traffic brought about by remote work, a period of aggressive expansion, competition, and consolidation, and some pharmacy business headwinds, and you have a recipe for downsizing, they say. But I think it's something else, too. A lot of people don't want to be in the cities, not just because of remote work, because of crime. So if people are not coming into those areas, I mean, think about it. You go into Center City for dinner, or you used to, or a show or something like that, and you might pop into CVS, you might pop into Walgreens, you might pop into Duane Reade or something because you got to pick up something and you need something quick. But if you're not going in for those purposes, then they're losing that foot traffic. And for a lot of people in the cities, they may not want to deal at night having to go out because the neighborhood's dangerous. So yeah, they'll go on Amazon and order it and have it delivered the next day, although they may have to deal with the stoop pirates, the people that just steal their stuff in front of their houses. That's another issue, too. But regardless, crime is playing a big part of this. We've seen Starbucks close. We've seen Wawa's close. We know that these stores are reducing their hours. And this is only going to continue to get worse as America's crime problem continues. And the sad part is it's happening in neighborhoods where they at one point welcomed the addition of these pharmacies and chain stores as signs of regentrification for their neighborhoods. And now these places are closing because these neighborhoods are being besieged by crime. And that is why it's so important that we hold people like Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner accountable. And that's why I'm glad the House Republicans impeached him yesterday, as you heard with that great interview by our friend, State Representative Martina White. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I'm sorry, what was that? All I heard, this is what, let me tell you what I heard in my ear. Ready?
All right.
Right, you sounded like a guy who calls and goes, are you home? Hello, Sydney. You sound like the guy in Scream in my ear.
All right. You got mad at me the other day when I'm jumping up here up and down trying to get your attention to break and do things. And when I whisper in your ear to do the live read and then go to the mystery movie, now it's a problem again. I can't win here.
Let me tell you, you sounded just like Joe Biden whispering in my ear. That's what it sounded like. Do the movie clip. That's all I hear in my ear. I'm in the middle of a rant and I hear, do the movie clip. I pass the bill. I sign the bill. I cut the deficit. That's you, Sally. A creepy whispering Joe Biden in my ear.
What do you want from me? Tell me what you want.
I want you to do the movie thing, please.
Okay, can you do the live read first?
How about I do the movie thing, then I do the live read?
Sure.
Just because I want to be right, because I'm the host. That's all it is.
Okay.
All right? You got your wish. I'm going to do the movie thing. Go ahead.
No. Afternoon.
Mystery movie clip. WPHD.
Oh, look, Kyle, I got a boatload of stuff to do. I got a term paper due tomorrow and a history test. I got to help my father clean the cellar. And I have to do the dishes tonight. What are you doing?
I'm going to get the guys and hang out at the mall.
Let's go.
Hey, Hardy, Kyle.
But I told you guys, no skateboarding in my district.
This isn't skateboarding, Sergeant. This is carrying skateboard. This is skateboarding.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, Matt DeSantis, executive producer, tell them what they'll win.
All right, you'll win a pair of tickets to see Smokey Robinson on Saturday, November 26th at the Met Philadelphia. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, good luck, caller number 12. And thanks to my great friends at Cherry Hill Volvo for giving my friend Dave a wonderful experience the other day. He went in there and two days to look at the car, came back on, I believe, the third day and wound up buying it. Now, I don't know how many other dealers out there let you do that, where they actually let you leave, because they train their people to hound you down and twist your arm until you cry uncle just to get out of there. You buy the car just to make it end. That's not how they do things at Cherry Hill Volvo. I have other friends who went there 5-6 times until they bought their XC90. It's because Judith Krupnik believes in doing the right thing and building a lifelong relationship. And if you have a lifelong relationship, then you got to take care of people and you got to do the right thing. And that's what I'm talking about. That's why Cherry Hill Volvo is so fantastic. And it's also why if you're a Costco member, you're going to be particularly happy because you're going to get an extra $1,250 off your new Volvo on top of all the other great offers they have right now. Just stop in for the details. Cherry Hill Volvo is the most accessible Volvo dealer in Philadelphia and South Jersey, right across the bridge. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team would love to meet you. And you'll love driving a Volvo just like I do. They're fast, they're safe, reliable, and they have all the latest technology, too. And with that extra $1,250 savings, it's a no-brainer. Cherry Hill Volvo is where relationships matter. They prove it every day at Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.